May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. We're on this journey together, the journey that we're on as Grace United Church of Christ, but also on this journey of faith, this journey that we follow the Magi, that we follow the star. And each of our journeys is different. Each of our journey includes some parts that are sad and hard to deal with. Other parts of our journey include joy. But each part of our journey belongs to God. We are on this journey together. Together. Did you hear some words in the text today? Joy. Overcome with joy. Our journey, we are overcome with joy. But also, this story we make into something that we're not really sure about. Because you see, in the world in which we live, sometimes the secular world takes over. The world in which we live takes over. So hands up, how many of your Christmas trees are down? Christmas season is still going on. Sometimes we get so tired of all the Christmas stuff because it happens so early. Hands up, your Christmas stuff's on. It's okay. Your Christmas stuff's still up? Christmas stuff's still up? Raise your hand. Now, the Christmas stuff in my house might still be up, but only half the tree is on. The lights seem to have gone out. But think about where we are in this journey. I don't know, the day after Christmas, we went out and about, and there was Valentine's stuff being put up already. You see, we're on a journey of faith, but we're also on a journey in the world in which we live. How are we going to follow in that journey of faith here at Grace United Church of Christ and each one of you in your own life? How are we going to follow the Christ light, the light that shines? How are we going to follow that as a church, but also as an individual? We live in a world that sometimes is so scary, but so did Jesus. Jesus lived in a world that was so scary, which is why the Magi returned to their own country by another way. On our journey of faith, as we follow the light of Christ, can we be a different voice in this world in which we live? Can we be a voice that stands up for justice and peace? Can we be a voice that lives into love and grace? Sometimes that's so hard in this world in which we live. But our challenge with the light of Christ, our journey that we are on together, calls us to do that. We must go by another road. We must follow the star. We must share love and grace and peace and be so overcome with joy that our lives show it. So think about that as we begin this season of Epiphany, which for this year is very short, because Lent comes February 10th. But in this season of Epiphany, this season of light, may we continue on our journey. The journey that's overcome with joy. The journey that's overcome with love. The journey of our faith. Let's be on this journey together, but also individually, as God lives within us. We share that light with all. Thanks be to God that we can do that, and that we can be who God wants us to be. Amen.